Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, raw, and uncensored. We're into hour number three of the Alex Jones broadcast. Dr. Brian Artis is going to be joining us. The huge news coming up. But I said this months ago when the FBI tried to hatch a plot to attack the globalist governor of Michigan to make her look good during her martial law and all of her corruption. I said, God is going to work against these people. We don't want to have any violence against the FBI, any violence against Larry Page or Serge Brin or Bill Gates. God's going to deal with them. But pray for justice. And then you need to work hard and fight corruption yourself. You know, faith without works is dead. But we've got this very, very important report here from the local news in Michigan with this FBI agent who just basically almost beat his wife's brains out because I guess she didn't like the sex party they were at, the sex operation. And that's who these guys are. I mean, look, guy looks like a pirate. This guy looks like, you know, he's going to rob you at a gas station, like he's going to be in a supermax prison. I mean, he looks like a white supremacist. I'm not saying he is, but, you know, they say all of us that love America are white supremacists. So, judge denies bond for FBI agent accused of child sex crimes in multiple parishes raping little kids. So, you know, it's a sex cult now. Here it is.
We are talking about the FBI special agent at the center of the case against more than a dozen men in the plot to kidnap and kill the governor. His criminal case could hurt his credibility.
He was allowed personal bond, allowed to walk out, where my client, who committed no violence, started at $10 million.
Nicholas Somburg referring to his client, 26-year-old Joseph Morrison, one of a total of 14 men accused at the state and federal level in the plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
The most specific thing he said was when he said, 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm going through Governor Whitmer's door.
Okay.
Anyway, sounds like a poem to me. Would you agree? Well, at the end of the day, when you put together a team that didn't, in fact, plan to go through her door, I think takes on a little more context.
Yet the FBI special agent, Richard Trask, who worked with the informants and provided key testimony here at the preliminary hearing, was able to walk out of jail for a much smaller bond. And Somburg adds Trask is accused of a lot more violence, slamming his wife's head several times against the nightstand after they argued at a swinger sex party near Kalamazoo.
But that's just going to go to their character and their credibility. Look at the FBI. Look at the guys they're hiring. These aren't Boy Scouts. These aren't clean-cut people. They're going to swingers' parties and beating their wives, which is, you know, worse than my client ever did.
And Somburg claims poke even more holes in the case against his client. Morrison is accused of making a terrorist threat and hosting live militia training at his Munich property.
Keep moving.
But his attorney says FBI informants can be heard on recorded phone calls pushing Adam Fox, the so-called ringleader of the plot, to train at his client's house.
Insisted on doing it with other FBI agents in the background telling him what to say. And this was after my client had already told him, no, he's crazy, he's a loose cannon, I don't want to deal with him.
That's why Somburg filed an entrapment motion at the state level. He feels the criminal charges FBI agent Richard Task is now facing will help his client's case, but feels their defense is strong without it.
Came out that there's a dozen informants. Mm-hmm. That came out as well. So how many informants do you need until it's actually your plot? And now you've sort of become the criminal that you're trying to stop.
Attorney Somburg says they are still waiting for a response from the Attorney General's office on their motion to dismiss the state charges on the grounds of entrapment. They're expected to be back in court on the 23rd.
Well, these charges are going to make it tough for the FBI agent, Trask.
Man, the FBI goes one place to set people up, and that's Michigan. Just a lot of good old boys sit around, drink some beer. Remember the Hatari militia? They said the UN took over and killed the local police. What would they do? And they said, I guess we'll have to fight the UN. All indicted for talking bad about the UN. Meanwhile, of course, there are sex parties. Believe me, that's the tip of the iceberg with these guys. Devil worship. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality, durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
Okay, we had an MIT scientist on yesterday, and psychiatrist did a great job breaking down what's going on. But now we've got Dr. Brian Artis, and I'm not going to go over his whole bio. That would take an hour to cover. You can find out about that at Telegram at the Dr. Artis Show. Website, thedrartisshow.com, artislabs.com. But he got really into investigating hospital corruption issues and problems when his father-in-law became ill-advised hospital protocols and got really sick over it. Again, in early 2020, he lost his father-in-law because of ill-advised hospital protocols. And you know that hundreds of thousands die a year just of infections, and then hundreds of thousands more end up dying from bad drugs, you name it. But that's a whole nother subject, but that's how he really got involved in the fight. And everything he's talking about already dovetails with stuff we see breaking in the news. Here's a big story from yesterday evening. It's on the front page of InfoWars.com. Just scroll halfway down to find it. Caught. CDC deletes thousands of COVID vaccine deaths. We're going to lay this out here today, but here's some of the articles that tie into Dr. Brian Artis. Huge health whistleblower says at least 45,000 people have died from experimental COVID jabs in new lawsuit. And that's what we've been talking about all week. American frontline doctor files motion for a restraining order against child COVID vaccines. That's who we're talking to right now. He's part of the same group. So very important things that are unfolding. Video. Whistleblower comes forward. We're going to tell you about the whistleblower now. In lawsuit against HHS, attorney tells Big Tech on censorship, you are complicit in causing death. So I've watched their press conferences. I've seen what they've said. It has been absolutely dead on. So I'm going to do my best to at least the next few segments give Dr. Brian Artis the floor to start at the beginning and then lay this out for us, because it's coming out that this is happening. And they asked the Australian Prime Minister yesterday, we're having record deaths at a press conference. And he said, well, that's your problem. You don't have to take the shot. But they're trying to make it mandatory. So this is the immovable object, comes into contact with unstoppable force. Thanks for joining us, Doc.
Great to be on your show, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
So start, because you're the one right in the middle of this. The lawsuit, the whistleblowers come public now. What was found? I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking at the documents here, and I would love to reference this for your audience. Nothing we're going to say here is a conspiracy or made up. On July 19th, Thomas Renz filed actually an injunction, and it was, you can find it at Renz, RENZ-law.com. You can also find it at InfoWars, just like he showed. You can also find the whistleblower, which we're now calling Jane Doe. You can find her actual sworn affidavit. She actually declares under penalty of perjury under the laws of the United States of America that the foregoing is true and correct. Her data analysis, I just want to clarify this for your audience. There are over 11 different reporting systems into the government for vaccine injuries. This Jane Doe has come forward, this whistleblower, who actually works within the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So this is the CMS part of the government. This is for those who are elderly and those who are very poor, obviously, the Medicaid and Medicare services. Just within their data alone, she has been able to statistically see that there's upwards of 45,000 people who have died. And the review on the stats was they put in the date of vaccines and only went out 3 days from the shots. So within those first 3 days, the statistician here was able to determine it's upwards of 45,000 people have died within the first 3 days. Thomas Renz, who's a good friend of mine, he told me right when we actually released all the info about the actual lawsuit on the 19th, he texted me and said, you need to make sure audiences know this is just the first 3 days after the shots that we did a review on. When we expand the search out, which we're going to do to 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, when we go out that far, you're going to see this number go exponentially higher.
Well, listen, I mean, I go to the grocery store. People come over and say, my mother was in great health, 70 years old, took the shot. She died 3 days later of blood clots in the brain. Or I'm walking down the street. People pull over. I'm in Florida. I'm in wherever. I'm in New York. I'm mobbed at Central Park. People saying their family died, young, old. I mean, just anecdotally, this is all over the place. And then I can open the phones up and take 100 phone calls in a row. People saying my brother, my sister, my son, they all died or they had a stroke or they're paralyzed. And Guillain-Barre is the number one search thing. And people are saying, I mean, this is crazy. I had one family member, not close, but, you know, pretty close, cousin level. One person in my family took the shot. They got really sick from it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. It's all disgusting to me. Anybody who's actually seen any of the interviews I have done, the whole reason why I even got into this, so I can just touch on this. My father-in-law in early February 2020, before COVID hit the States, was actually killed by ill-advised hospital protocols. They actually shut down his kidneys, caused acute kidney failure, which led to pulmonary edema. He drowned to death with water in his lungs. They drowned him to death because vancomycin, the antibiotic they used to treat his flu-like symptoms, which was ill-advised also, shuts down the kidneys, causes acute kidney failure, leads to water retention in the lungs, and they drowned him to death. It is the exact same thing when they murdered him in February. I watched in the media in May, watched all the New York doctors stating that when we start treating COVID-19 patients, we notice within the first 3-4 days, we've never seen a virus before behave like this. It shuts down people's kidneys. We not only need ventilators, we need dialysis machines. And the story was exactly like what I witnessed in the hospitals, fought with the doctors in the hospitals here in Dallas, Texas. They escorted me out by security because they didn't want me there preaching what they were actually doing, which was poisoning him to death. But I watched the same thing occurring in this report from the New York doctors. Only to find out that remdesivir, when you went to the National Institutes of Health website, Anthony Fauci was mandating remdesivir is the only treatment for COVID-19 infected patients in hospitals. So I clicked these two research studies only to find out remdesivir was proven in the Ebola study he was quoting to actually have the highest mortality rate and death of all participants in the study for Ebola. And it was retracted and pulled from the study because it killed more people than the other three experimental drugs. But this was the drug he was now going to force on the American public. The second study was a cohort study done by Gilead. Gilead found on three different groups, Japanese, American, and Canadian patients with COVID-19 in early March 2020. They did a 53-person COVID-19 treatment study. They found 22% of all people given the drug for COVID-19 within 28 days experienced acute kidney failure, multiple organ failure. 8% had to come off the drug within 5 to 10 days. Because it caused multiple organ failure and death. They were dying. This is no different than what they did with vancomycin with my father-in-law. It's the same thing they did with remdesivir, and I'm convinced, and went into the media immediately to let everybody know. No one's looking at the studies Fauci's quoting. They're in the New England Journal of Medicine. Go look. They pulled it from the study 6 months in. It was a year-long study on Ebola.
Well, for me, that's what's crazy, because everything they say is a lie. What do you think's really happening here, Doc?
Well, it's obvious that no one cares. The people up in the echelons, the leaders in our government and health agencies, they obviously don't care if they kill you or not. They obviously don't care if they poison you to death. And they obviously don't care to do it to your children. I don't know if you've seen the list. I've reviewed this with Stu Peters on your show a few weeks ago. But on October 22nd, there was the FDA documents that they released 2 months before the shots came out. And it includes a list of 110 different diseases they know can come as a result of side effects from the coming shots. One of these is multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. Alex, there's already reported almost 5,000 reports of these conditions in children to the CDC. Go to cdc.gov and type in MIS-C. It's only in children. And the Mayo Clinic states on their website that MIS-C, which has never existed before 2020, it is severe inflammation of the heart, lungs, blood vessels, kidneys, digestive system, brain, even the eyes in children. And then it states, what are the complications with this? They can lead to severe problems with vital organs such as the heart, lungs, or kidneys. And in cases, you can die. CDC's already reported upwards of 40 kids have already been reported dying from MIS-C, which is a known side effect of the shots. And now they want to push this on kids come the fall, everyone 5-year-old and older in America. These people obviously don't care that they're going to destroy the
lives.
Well,
I disagree with you, Doc, and I mean that as a tongue-in-cheek, but they know what they're doing is depopulation. It's like Fauci did the UT study about vaccines caught with the spike protein causing blood clots. They know exactly what they're doing. So it's not that they just don't care. They love killing us. We'll be right back.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So, if you're asking yourself, tuning into the Alex Jones Show today, how would they get away with this? How would they try this? Well, Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation, along with a consortium of other big foundations, controls almost all the major health departments in the world. The National Health Services. And they've gotten away with giving people live polio. They've gotten away with sterilizing people with sterilants of the vaccines. That's mainline news. I was on Joe Rogan's show last fall and last winter, and I mentioned that, and Joe said, hey, let's check that. He was blown away. There was Reuters and AP all admitting it. So these are serial killers. They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. And now they're saying it's the unvaccinated. Well, this isn't even a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. It's our fault that we've not taken these shots. It's our fault that, quote, it's spreading when it's all garbage. You've done a great job, Dr. Brian Artis, getting into all this, and I want to get into it all in the next two segments. But now, let's get back into this first, because we have separate articles with them removing some days thousands of deaths a day from the VAERS reporting system. That's what this lawsuit that you first helped break, that has broke and is confirmed has happened, gets into. Explain to us, separate from the VAERS system, what this whistleblower is saying. And it's all in the lawsuit, but give us your expertise.
So you can actually look at it, like I mentioned, you can look at her declaration. It's online, rens-law.com or at InfoWars. But what she is stating is, do you want to know about her specifically?
Because your view on how big this is, and give us your, because you're a guy involved in this, you're a well-spoken guy, give us your interpretation of this. Because a lot of folks are driving on the highway right now, you know, driving 18-wheelers, they can't read this yet, so tell us about it.
All right, so let me just tell you this. When it comes to the reporting systems for the government, VAERS is the most common, but there's 11 others where you can actually call in, write in, and report vaccine injuries. But you have to understand this. Every single data point that you see, the whistleblower here mentions in her declaration that the statistics on VAERS, which at the time she posted this and wrote and signed it, it was there's 9,000 plus reported VAERS deaths from the COVID-19 shots within 3 days. She says that's off by a factor of 5 in the CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. But that is not true for me. I believe it's off by 10 or 100 times. And if you go and look at Harvard did a statistical review of all data for VARS, all the reporting for vaccine injuries in 2010. They reviewed 2008, 2009, 2010. At the end of those 3 years, they found less than 1% of all vaccine injuries get reported to VARS or any government agency, less than 1. So, Alex, any number that we give you that is being reported, you can add 2 zeros to those to get the actual real number.
I know that. I'm talking specifically in her lawsuit. She talks about other reporting systems and how they're suppressing and how that's manifesting. Then I have articles that have the screenshots now that have come out that our crew have written, where they are definitely going in late at night and removing serious reports out of VAERS. So because they're scared of this 1980s system, when they gave them liability protection, they put this in to at least have a reporting system. They're very angry that this vestigial system still exists.
I did a podcast yesterday showing people how to actually get into VAERS, like how to actually go into VAERS and review the data. This government agency, they also have it on CDC, and you can use that also. It's very easy. You can actually just click one thing and remove anybody reporting from out of the country, any foreign reports of deaths from COVID-19. All you got to do is click those things, and that's how they were able to retract the additional 5,000 that you see reported here. It's very easy. You did a great job on InfoWars showing how they were manipulating this in the media and reducing the numbers. It is their attempt, like it has been for the last 20 years. I've been exposing CDC lies and cover-ups and exaggerations of numbers that did not exist. They're doing the same thing in the opposite to try to save face, except There is millions of people dying, millions of people with diseases that are being caused by these shots.
Well, that was my next question. How do they think they're going to get away with this? Because it's coming out the vaccines don't work. It's coming out most of those dying took the vaccine. Doesn't matter if Fauci says the opposite. That's in the real numbers. It seems like this is falling apart very quickly.
Oh, it is very quickly. The UK, I don't know if you saw last week, announced that those individuals are having breakout cases now. The US wants to report that all these breakout cases of COVID-19 are because of the unvaccinated. Over 60% they know in the hospitals inside of UK all were double shotted with COVID-19 shots. That's their data. But the United States is not reporting that. The CDC doesn't want to tell you that. The FDA doesn't want to tell the American public. It is not those who have had natural immunity from being exposed to COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 as a virus. It's actually those who have been injured immune system-wise by the mRNA tech. It literally damages, for example, it actually destroys tumor-suppressing proteins. That was already proven 3 months ago. So it actually accelerates cancer growth.
Oh, yeah, talk about that. I showed the British government head leader scientist that is involved testing the vaccines after people taking them, saying it gets rid of your immune system, knocks it down to 1/6, and admitting. And then I went and read his paper on it. So they admit all this.
It's absolutely true. It destroys your immune system. And if anything else, if you think it's going to make it a benefit, you inject 50 billion particles of mRNA, you're going to actually get your body to create 50 million what looks like spike proteins in your own DNA, and it's your own cells. Then your body's going to produce 50 billion plus antibodies to attack that tissue. That tissue is you. It's your own DNA, and then it's going to start attacking other tissues inside
of you.
And
that's why you get the blood clots.
That is why you get the blood clots. It's shown to damage and target blood vessels and platelets, so which are cells in your body.
And the globalists have done this before. We're so powerful, we can defeat most diseases if we have the right vitamins and minerals and sunshine and all of it and clean water. And so just like Fauci and others were involved in HIV, they've done it again. They've hit us with something to turn our immune system off.
Exactly right. And I just want to touch on something real quick, if I can, for your audience. There's a lot of, like, I would love to thwart this agenda as much as possible. They are injecting you with poisons, with things to change your genetics, really. I just want you to know there's a few things, very simple, you need to do to protect your cells, as many of them as possible, from oxidative stress caused by spike proteins, caused by poisons like polyethylene glycol, polysorbate 80, graphene oxide, which Spanish researchers have found, maybe 90% makeup of the Pfizer shots themselves. There is something that was found by Asian researchers and scientists to help remove, bind to, and retract caesium-137, which is a radioactive substance from the Fukushima leak from the nuclear power plant and from Chernobyl. They found they could reduce and remove 64% of radiation poisoning in their citizens with apoplectin, for example, 700 milligrams twice a day. Anyone vaccinated in America, if you chose to do that, anyone unvaccinated who is going to be susceptible.
Well, that's good news. I was going to ask you, what's the word? Let's come back and talk about that on things that detox from this. And what about the shedding? What do you think about that?
Yeah, so the human body, I love educating people on this. People ask this all the time. What about this shedding? It's really more of a transmission. And I'm going to teach you, anytime there's a poison that goes into your body, anytime an infection gets into your body, your immune system has four primary ways in all males and females to eliminate toxins and infections, even if it comes from a shot. Your body's going to poop it out, pee it out, sweat it out, or cough it out. So when you get these injections of poisons, your immune system's going to try to release it.
Is that why women that get the Pfizer or Moderna have, they can be 80 years old, they have a period?
Yes, that's the fifth way. That's the way females can detox, is through menstrual shedding or vaginal bleeding or uterine bleeding. So that's the fastest way the female body detoxes. Males just can't do that. This is why you see that in children as young as 2 years old, females having blood clots passing after their parents are vaccinated and they aren't. The human body will start shedding to remove the toxins and the infections and the spike protein. And you're going to breathe them out, cough them out on others who aren't vaccinated. You're going to sweat them out. You saw it in the Pfizer vaccine trials. Any pregnant woman who touched a vaccinated person in the trial is considered a serious adverse event.
Hold on, stay there. Yeah, let's talk about the biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024. And that in 2024, you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live Friday, July 23rd transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. There can be no doubt now they want you to have unlimited injections. There's no doubt now it destroys your immune system. There's no doubt now it's not a vaccine. There's no doubt now that millions around the world have already died. And if you look at the rat studies, it took months to kill the rats. That means years in humans. Like Dr. Sherry Timpany of So Many said, in a couple of years, this is going to be huge. How does the system think they're going to get away with it? Well, we already see. And I predicted this logically over a year ago. They're going to say the unvaccinated did this and that we're causing all the new COVID variants and killing people. But then is there even a COVID variant? They just set these machines to pick up any viral material. So is there a Wuhan leak? Was that all made up? I don't know. I know Fauci funded gain-of-function research there. I know they merged these viruses there. I don't think that was just for show. Talking to Dr. Brian Artis, who's been really outspoken and is very knowledgeable on these subjects. What do you think is really going on here? I mean, it's more speculative, but big picture, why have they jumped the shark like this?
Sure. I love Sherry Timpany's response on a few calls we've been on, but with her, where she says it doesn't matter anymore. It's already out. You know, it doesn't matter where it came from. It's here. Now we got to deal with it, right? So it could have, most likely we know gain of function. Well, it's true. Gain of function funding has already been occurring for decades. Since 2003, there's been scientists asking for this to be retracted and removed. Stop funding this because it can't be dangerous. And the entire purpose of gain of function testing on viruses was to see how quickly can we get a virus that actually only infects an animal to infect human cells. And they figured out how to do that in laboratories by slowly introducing human cells to animal cells that are infected. So this is what's been going on for years. They wanted to do this to under the guise that if you fund this government, you can help us be ready for possibly an outbreak in the future if these animals ever expose or the viruses escape the animals and come to humans. It's only for a vaccine agenda, but it's dangerous. You're skipping natural adjustments and variations of viruses to transfer into humans anyway. So this has always been a dangerous thing. We
and
know
Peter Daszak, it turns out, a few months before the outbreak even happened, the head of the program for Fauci said we're doing gain of function, merging all these viruses to produce a vaccine. He's on video admitting it was all about business. And I think the evidence is overwhelming. It didn't escape. They released it on purpose to bring in this tyranny, the world ID. Their entire agenda is now based on this.
I love bringing things back to common sense. And Alex, I just want to say this. I've said it before. Why did the American public, any of them, which I'm very excited, less than half of America has actually gotten fully vaccinated or vaccinated at all, which is great. That means a bunch of people are questioning this and it doesn't make sense to them. But for those who did it, why is so much of our society and our culture here in America who has trusted the U.S. FDA approval process for all medications, vaccines, supposedly, and medical technology, why all of a sudden have we allowed health agencies to mandate and force on us that we're going to use an experimental, never USA-approved drugs like Remdesivir as a treatment for COVID? And why are we now okay with never having a vaccine tested or FDA approved as the solution? Why is anybody okay with this? It's like we just threw all common sense out the window or respect for these agencies. And I've lost the respect for them. The rest of them should, too.
Well, that was another point is that, sure, we had Bayer knowingly sending out blood infected with HIV and hepatitis. And the documents came out in court that the CEO said, so what? Screw these hemophiliacs. There's a really evil group in control of these organizations. But now they're just going whole hog out, and even if a minority opposes them, they're going to end up going to prison. But you're right. Around the world, 3% of India's taken the shot. China's banned our vaccines over there. This is not going well for them. Sure, they've got compliant Western countries partially rolling over, but now the riots are starting all over Europe.
Yeah. And if you haven't watched this, if you haven't watched or studied human behavior, just watch. They tried to create fear using cultic tactics to get you scared to do anything they told you in the future and remove critical thinking from fear. This is what they tried to do. And when that didn't work for the majority, those put in position like Biden and Fauci, they were then told you have an agenda, get 70% vaccinated in America alone by July 4th. When those numbers weren't reaching that point, the next step was to bribe them. We're going to give you donuts, French fries, free mortgages. We're going to do student loan forgiveness, free travel. When the bribery didn't work, now it's going to go use force. And I'll tell you right now, there is people above these two. I'm talking about Biden and Fauci. Someone has them, and they are forcing them at all cost and threatening them, I believe, to do anything and everything to reach the agendas they put them in office to create.
And by the way, everyone can see this is contrived, that somebody has a metaphorical, probably a real gun to their head. The rest of the world won't even take our shots. They've got advisories on it, gives you blood clots. The wheels are coming off. The idiots that took the shot, they're kind of pissed, saying, oh, I can't wear them. I can't go out now because of you. No, I thought your vaccine protected you. They won't admit they've been scammed. So what do you think it is that made them put a gun to everybody's head to do this? Why do these globalists seem so upset and so freaked out? I mean, because you're right. This whole thing looks very forced. Who's giving these orders?
I don't know how deep you want to go into this, but there is a huge, I believe, occult-driven agenda here, and they've got their claws and a whole lot of people in different positions of power, and I think they put them there with certain agendas in place. And I've done a lot of research and diving into that over the last 6 months because it became very obvious just in the media that they were using every successful cult tactic to actually destroy, and the critical thinking in people, logic and reasoning being removed to get them to control them.
I'm totally right. Look at Hollywood. It was to hurt children, destroy America, destroy Christians. And this is the logical extension of literal poison. It's just satanic, and it knows America could rise up to its world government, so it wants to bring us down. And so what are they going to do, though, when so many people that have taken these injections are dying? They're going to try to blame the unvaccinated. No one's going to buy that.
Oh, you just have to understand, if the vaccines work and you have been vaccinated, supposedly this is armor for you to actually remove and get the infection out of your body. Why? I've never understood it for the last 20 years. Why on earth would anyone for a second believe that the vaccinated are threatened by the unvaccinated? Unless the vaccines don't work. If they don't work, then of course the threat's real to everybody. But this idea that the unvaccinated are threats to the vaccinated, it's just ridiculous. There's an agenda they're trying to push. Either the vaccines work or they don't. These do not. These shots come with risks that are not associated with COVID-19, the infection or disease from SARS-CoV-2. The list is not the same. The risk for the shots far outweigh the known risks from SARS-CoV-2 in children and adults and in teenagers. It is not as dangerous as has been portrayed, but the shots are way more dangerous. And if you ever want to know how dangerous is it, the FDA posted in their internal document from the CBER division in October 2020, before the shots came out, 110 diseases that actually excluded Bell's palsy. Do you know how many Bell's palsies reported to the government systems have been actually reported from the shots? It's tens of thousands of these, and they never expected that to occur. That's cranial damage, paralyzing possibly for life. It can be self-limiting for 6 months to a year, but you're talking about nerve damage to thousands of people.
By the way, they passed laws in the EU, right as this was happening, to allow vaccines to shed and infect others. They've been even covering all their bases in law.
You're right. And still to this day, I just need to tell you, most people need to know, those who have been vaccinated, they're spreading this entire pandemic through the vaccines when they're vaccinating other people, through the transmission and shedding like I talked about. People need to be aware of prophylaxis, prevention, early treatment is by far the most important thing. I was reached out this week by an organization, MyFreeDoctors.org, which is, everyone needs to know about this. Those individuals who are looking for preventative measures at home, that's what these guys stand for. It's Dr. Ben Marble, Peter McCullough, Zelenko. These guys are all a part of that group. They asked me to be on the team this week after hearing me in the media because they believe every person in America should have access to free telemedicine, prescriptions as needed, and these guys are prepared to help you. You need to know there are people that can help you get those medications that you need to support and prevent you from having serious illness from this agenda that's being pushed on the masses. You can learn more at myfreedoctor.org. I'm a part of that team, but there's a great team there, and everyone needs to know about it.
When we come back, I want to talk about big picture, because I've been able to predict all this years before it happened, reading their own white papers and their own documents, but clearly they're going to all go to prison on the current trajectory. This is going to break down in the next few years. But if there's an even bigger crisis in the future, that could make everybody forget about this one. Do you agree with that statement, and what could that crisis be? We'll talk about it in the final segment of this hour. Then Stu Peters, who hosts Fridays, is taking over in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, with Owen Schroyer, right here at the InfoWars Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wars, because there's a war on for your mind. You know, if you study military history and you study business history and human culture, you learn that knowing your enemy is half the battle. That's not just a cheesy saying from G.I. Joe. And so I'm always wanting to know why the globalists are doing what they're doing so I can know what they're going to do next. I mean, I get the thing of, well, hey, we know these vaccines are killing people. They're not real vaccines. We know it's a problem. Let's just deal with that. But then the public has trouble. Like, well, why would they do that to me? Why would that happen? Well, they don't want to pay out all of the retirement funds to older folks. They say they want to save the earth and depopulate. That's all over the news. They want the power to kill whoever they want, and they want to corrupt the medical system, getting them to sign on to this big lie during the last year's hysteria, so that when all this corruption comes out, they cover it up and then have completed their journey to the dark side. So that's another bigger reason they're doing it. It's about a world ID. It's about tracking us in real time. It's about PCR tests to leave your house. That's what's being announced. That's what's coming to a town near you. So it's big tech absorbing society, and it needs to list you as a bad person. You as a potential mutant. You as a virus, a cancer. And so until the virus is under control, the Great Reset goes on. Well, Klaus Schwab says in his book, we're really the virus. So the allegories are all right there. They have a lot of people that have joined their cult. They're moving forward against us. And as long as we know what they're doing is illegal, it's unlawful, it's immoral, it's a fraud, and educate others as things get darker and darker and darker down this path, I think we can turn this around and defeat it. We got about 6-7 minutes left, Dr. Brian Artis. Other points you'd like to make or other facts you'd like to impart to folks?
Yeah, I just want you to know that you touched on the satanic aspect earlier in this interview, and I didn't know if you wanted to go there, but I absolutely do believe there's a satanic occult agenda.
You can go wherever you want, brother. Yeah, give us your. I mean, obviously, this is an anti-human, antichrist attacking our DNA, marking us with their genetic code, with the immortal cell line that they've grown this out of dead babies, and also a Henrietta Lacks. In 1951, you know, her cells never die. And it's not her cells. It's different than the human chromosomes. It was a tumor in her uterus that ate her, killed her in about a week. So they said, what the hell is this thing? It had tentacles that had grown all into her in a week. But, you know, they did a checkup, saw a small tumor. A week later, this giant thing had basically eaten her like the thing. They took it, and this thing lives forever. You can't kill it. It's the basis of the Gardasil shots, everything.
So I think there's a huge agenda behind using. I think the satanic cult is actually behind it all. I think what they are actually trying to do, I think they learned from the Holocaust that when the videos came out and you could actually watch what the Nazis did with the Jews, murdering them in front of families and everybody watching. If you've ever been to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., it's horrible. But those videos were hidden for decades and nobody knew just how awful it was. I think they have learned there's too much video in the world right now. We're going to do it with a vaccine, and we're going to put into people technology that can actually destroy, kill you, infertilize you, and sterilize you over time. We already know Bill Gates has been doing this infertilization, sterilization program using vaccines.
I totally agree. And then it also colonizes you with these prion crystals.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, and prion diseases are going to be abound. So this is really what I think is the overall agenda, to infertilize and sterilize the majority of the world. I believe that they are trying to wipe out the middle class and just actually extend, keep servitude below them. Just have two classes instead of the middle class at all. I think the wealthy group doesn't want that anymore. So I think that's their intention. I think that's what they're going to work for. Bill Gates, as you see on the screen, is a big part of this agenda. So, and funding a lot of its actual propaganda. So that's what I believe. I just want to actually mention by far the most important thing that I've tried to offer to people. Most people are asked and asking me on all these shows, what do we do? I've spent 20 years helping people find the answers to the health issues and symptoms they've been told by their medical professions they can never live without. So if I can do my best job to give you answers or ammo to try to give your immune system the best part or best defenses to fight against spike proteins, mRNA tech, nanoparticles, which are in the shots, hydrolyzed gel, any of the poisonous chemicals that are in there. These are the four things I'm telling everybody. You mentioned Sherry Timpany already. I want to give her a shout out because I love her. Sherry Timpany's already identified 40 ways these shots will cause disease or kill you. There are four things I'm telling everybody to give your immune system the opportunity to protect your cells. These are the four. Can I mention those real quick?
Yeah, we're not censoring. You're live on air. Go ahead.
Oh, vitamin C, 5,000 milligrams. You want to start out a day, go up to 10,000. This is for both vaccinated and unvaccinated. You both need protection. If we can stop them from being able to kill you, these are going to be your best bets I can offer you. Vitamin C, 5,000 milligrams, work up to 10,000 milligrams every day. Linus Pauling, last 10 years of his life, greatest vitamin C documented researcher, two-time Nobel Prize winner, was taking 20,000 milligrams every day. So that ain't dangerous. It's not a toxic level. There's no toxic level of vitamin C established, period. 5,000 milligrams to 10,000. Magnesium, by far, is a deficiency across all human beings, and it is the number one mineral I have used for decades to help people reverse and protect them from diseases, from poisons, from viruses. Magnesium at 500 milligrams a day. You can take magnesium chloride, gluconate, glycinate, L-threonate. These are great, great versions or forms. Number three is selenium at 200 micrograms. 200 micrograms of selenium is required for your bone marrow, which I hear you talk about, Alex Jones, all the time about T cells. Your T cells are your protection against spike proteins and coronaviruses forever. Selenium supports your bone marrow to make white blood cells that the thymus then redirects as T cells to go fight all viruses, all cancer cells in the body. God designed this body to do this. It can take care of itself. Feed it selenium. Selenium also tells your liver to make glutathione, which protects every cellular tissue in your body from oxidative stress, from spike proteins, from poisons, from alcohol, which is also a toxin. It's already been proven to do that. The fourth thing I mentioned earlier, if apoplectin has been proven to remove 64% in all people, within 4 weeks, it was able to remove radiation leaked from Fukushima and Chernobyl, They were able to remove 64% of all radioactive caesium-137 in 4 weeks using 700 milligrams of apalpectin, and they protected thousands and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of kids, adults, and teenagers from developing thyroid cancers, which were astronomically taking off in diagnoses after soon after those leakages. So apalpectin at 700 milligrams twice a day. If we can put anything into you to provide defense, this is all I've studied for the last 20 years. How do you support the human body's already incredible immune system to support its ability to repair damage?
And that's another crime these globalists committed, was demonizing anybody that told them about vitamin D3 or high dosages of vitamin C or zinc or selenium. All of that. And I mean, we take iodine. The UN even admits 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they didn't have enough iodine growing up. They bomb us with fluoride, the bad halogen, take away the good halogen. They know what they're doing. It is just very cold-blooded by a bunch of greedy, evil, corrupt people. Dr. Brian Hardis, thank you so much for the time, my friend. Thank you.
It was great. Thank you, Alex.
All right. We got Stu Peters. He's been on his show before, too. He's going to be taking over in the fourth hour head of the war room. That is 3 to 6 p.m. And then I got to take a week off. I never take off, and I always work when I take off. But I think I'm going to just go to the woods or something and take a week off to just recharge and get my brain wrapped around all the stuff that's going on, because I have been just particularly upset about things. And it's important for us to unplug from this sometimes and not just escape, but escape back to our families and realize what's good so we can get ready to come out of the system. Because none of us are perfect. When I give advice, I mean, I'm following my own advice. I'm trying to. We need to come out of the New World Order. We need to stay out of the system. Speaking of your body, we have the new vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com that are so good for your immune system. Winter Sun is back in stock. It's high-quality vitamin D3 as well. That's just good across the board. It's essential. We have our new multivitamin that's from Whole Food Sources in as well. It's excellent. And we have a Biotris selenium from the mustard seed, the highest in selenium you're going to find. And 1,100% of your vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. We have that as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's got 100% reviews there, but only 2 reviews. That's a new product at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would suggest everybody who what's going on, regardless, protect yourselves as much as you can with what God gave us. Separately, we have the new green fiber capsules, total amino acid supercharger. With a bunch of vitamins and minerals, but all the essential amino acids from Sprouts. That's $19.95. We have the new, not the new, but they're back in, Down and Out liquid sleep support, very strong. That's 50% off back in stock. We have the Knockout pill form, very strong as well, but not as strong as Down and Out, because some people don't want something as strong as Down and Out. That's 50% off. Those are back in stock. And yes, 10% off on all the high-quality storable food ready to ship to you. That's 2020 prices. That deal has to end in the next few days, and folks are really figuring it out. With the cyber attacks and the runs on food and even grocery stores in the U.S. not having as much food, it's a smart box to check off to have high-quality storable food that lasts decades, that's packaged well, that's high quality, that's easy to transport. You need to get prepared. The globalists are really trying to shut the world economy off. I don't know if they're going to be successful, but they're trying like the devil. So get all your storable food needs covered, ready to ship to you now, the lowest prices anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off ending in just a few days. And so much more, 50% off on the privacy pouches so the contact tracers can't track you, so you lock up your phone, take control of that. That's at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, Stu Peters takes over.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.